A legislative committee on Tuesday voted to hold back $8.8 million in funding for Real ID. State Senator Dave Hansen was critical of the program, but says the state needs to be ready for it.
We believe that it should be adequate for the next 6 months to do what we feel is necessary for compliance in this state and to move forward.
The DOT will have about $11 million available for now and can ask for the rest in December. State Representative Pedro Colon made an unsuccessful attempt to block all funding for Real ID.
We shouldn't be anywhere near this program. The state shouldn't be spending wasting money on this program.
But State Senator Mark Miller says Wisconsin can't afford to ignore the federal requirement.
Our citizens, I believe, need to have an identification that can be used for federal purposes, boarding airplanes, access to courthouses.
The Joint Finance Committee's action also prevents the state from closing any of its vehicle service centers. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.